folks, this is Bella. You know, Jeremy's daughter. Are you looking for some water stuff?
Hey, Bella, did you forget a few things? Like softeners, iron filters, RO systems?
Bottled water and salt.
Give us a call at 526-3799. And remember, folks, you don't need to be rich
to have soft water. 526-3799.
And in northern Iowa, you can call Cogsworth Water Conditioning at 515-295-3755.
Dance a jig to Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on one regular priced item and save 25% off many items throughout the store. It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In stock merchandise only, repair work not included. Mark your calendars for the 100th anniversary celebration Saturday, May 3rd.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmount and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
And we're back here on our pregame show. Blue Earth Area head coach Colby Swanson joining us here as the Bucks get set to take on Glencoe Silver Lake here tonight. And coming off their 74-64 win over Maple River. And it's kind of weird because that score, a 10-point game, seems closer than the game was, because it wasn't until the very end that it got close. I mean, you guys had a great start, Colby, and really dominated the game for probably all but the last 3 minutes or so.
Yeah, I was really happy with how we played. I mean, obviously came out really hot, went into the locker room with a 15-point lead, and came out hot in the second half again. I all of a sudden looked up at the scoreboard, and I think it was 60-36 with about 10 minutes left, and I could not believe my eyes. And then we slowed the game down a little bit and just weren't able to find a rhythm offensively, and we're trying to play the game of the math not working out for Maple River if we were to play a slower pace game. And, you know, fortunately we hit a couple big shots down the stretch after that 24-point lead was cut only to, I think, a 5-point deficit before who made that last? I think that Will made that last corner three to put us back up 8 to make it a little more comfortable. But it was, yeah, we played really well for probably 31 out of the 36 minutes of the game.
Right. And the shooting, I tell you, that's kind of been a common thread all year, Colby. When you guys shoot the ball well, you're awfully tough to beat.
Yeah, we have been. One of the things that statistics that is, I think, most important in a game to look at and judging how good your offense is isn't necessarily how many points you score, but how many points you score per possession. You want to be a one or above, and in that game, we scored 1.25 shots per possession. And so in a game like against Maple River, where they play as good a defense as they do, and it's going to be a little bit of a slower paced game just based on their style play, for us to do that, that's a top probably four or five offensive performance for us this whole season. So we were making threes, and it's that when you make threes, everything else opens up. It's kind of like the Red Sea parts, and Gage Barker, Jacob Grand Jeanette were able to get to the rim fairly easily. So when we're knocking down outside shots and we have multiple guys that can do it, we're really tough to defend.
All right. Well, the team you're playing tonight, Glencoe Silver Lake, maybe the same can be said for them, huh?
Yeah, they are a team that are kind of a surprise. I don't think their head coach, Rob DeCourcy, expected them to be the number two seed in the section this year. They lost their best player to graduated last year as Division II player, went to the University of Sioux Falls. But they have a kid that I've, in the games that I've seen, is averaging about 30 a game, and Ethan Sanju. And they got probably three really tough scoring threats. So we know we have our hands full. There's a reason they're the 2 seed. And we really believe, though, that even though we're the 10 seed, we're not a team that other people necessarily want to see right now.
Well, so as you look at their record, they've only lost 5 games. And they play some decently tough games, but you know, they played similarly against Belle Plaine, and so what is it about them, other than this kid Ethan Sanju keeps coming up? Apparently he's a very good shooter, so it's going to be kind of a Cole Davis thing, like it was against Maple River, where a type of guy that you got to pay close attention to. But what else is going to pose problems for you, do you think, Colby?
Do to have this Ethan Sanju, but they also have Lincoln Bussey, who can get to the rim and score. I mean, he's a very quick, kind of powerful guard, and they're not that big of a team. But when we scrimmaged them early in the season, one thing we noticed is that they were a lot more physical than we were, and that's one thing that we struggled with in that scrimmage, is just the physicality of Glencoe's guard. So, our emphasis has been, especially in the last 2 weeks, has been playing tougher, rebounding, being more physical, and it showed against Maple River. And I think we out-rebounded them, Randy. We had one more offensive rebound and maybe like 5 or 6 more defensive rebounds than they did. So that is, I mean, what they're really good at. They've got Ethan Sanju, who can get the ball to the basket and is averaging about 5 threes a game. And then this Lincoln Bussey, who's this physical guard who can get to the basket as well. So yeah, we're going to have to find a way to shut Sanju down, and then make sure that everyone else is getting more difficult opportunities as they can get, and limiting them to one shot per possession.
All right. Well, fun time of year. Of course, if you can get by Glencoe on to the next round, and then it gets kind of interesting there. The goal here is to try to get a matchup with Waseca, but there will be 2 tough games in the way, including tonight's game. Maybe Belle Plaine, they'd probably be the favorite to be in the next game, I suppose. But
so if we look at the teams that we're going to play Glencoe tonight, Lake Crystal or Belle Plaine, I mean, these are all teams that we scrimmage well against, and Lake Crystal and Belle Plaine, both games came down to the last possession the last time we played Belle Plaine. So, yeah, we feel good about where we're at. I mean, heck, we're the 10 seed. We don't have much pressure going into these games, and we're playing as well as we have all year. Our February record was pretty good. So, yeah, our kids are really confident, and we're really starting to come together as a team.
All right, final thoughts then, Colby, about tonight's game here. Anything else that the Bucks got to do to try to walk out of Glencoe with a win?
Yeah, just run great offense, take great shots, and play tough. I mean, it's going to come down to toughness, rebounds, and getting those 50-50 balls. So that's about it. If we can limit ourselves again to under 10 turnovers like we had in the Maple River game, you know, I think it's going to come down to the last minute of the game.
All right, there you go. Colby Swanson, Bunkhead coach, on the pregame. And a break here. We're back with more in a moment. We are here in Glencoe as our pregame running long here, and we are underway. Bucks won the opening tap, and they hit a three-pointer as it was Sully Dahlberg with the three, and there's a follow underneath. And a basket good by Lincoln Bussey. And that was off a missed shot by the Panthers there. And so we'll pick up our starters as we go here. The Bucks with Branson Huskins, Caden Juba, Gage Barker, Sully Dahlberg, and Will Bromlin in the starting lineup. Bucks have the ball, and a palming call there on Gage Barker. That'll be the first turnover on Blue Earth area. And it is a 3-2 lead for the Bucks. Sully Dahlberg opens it off, the opening tip-off on a three-point shot. And the Panthers get a two-point shot underneath by Lincoln Bussey. Panthers have it now. Down underneath for Lofgren. Back out for a three from the right wing by Logan Bussey is no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area. Bucks into the front court. And they go to the left side. And down to the baseline there. There's a shot on the left baseline. Good by Gage Barker. And that's his first two of the game. And the Bucks now lead it by a score of 6-2 here early as we're off and running here in Glencoe tonight. On the right side, Hoopenbecker on the drive and the layup and a bucket. And he is fouled on the play, a chance for a three-point play. So the starters for Glencoe Silver Lake, Lincoln Bussey, he's a 6'2 sophomore. Ethan Sanju, very good three-point shooter, 6'2 junior. Cade Hoopenbecker, 5'11 senior. Dylan Lofgren, a 6'4 junior. And Logan Bussey, a 6'2 senior. The starters for head coach Rob DeCourcy. And the free throw was good by Hoopenbecker. He completes the three-point play. And that last foul on Blue Earth Area. Let's see, who was that on? That was on Will Bromlin. And there's a three by Bromlin at the top. At the other end, and the Bucks start out hot shooting here, and they lead it 9-5. Here's a three-pointer right wing put up by Lincoln Bussey, no good, and the rebound, though, knocked out of bounds underneath off of Blue Earth Area. So the Panthers will inbound from underneath, and they lob it in on top to Lincoln Bussey, right side for a three-point shot by Sanju, no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area. Into the front court, the Bucks have it. Pass right side, tipped away, and it went off of Gage Barker. The defender tipped it, but then it bounced off of Barker out of bounds. That'll be the second turnover on the Bucks. And it'll be GSL ball as they bring it into the front court. Left side now, Logan Bussey. Bussey down on the left wing, Lincoln Bussey with the pass right side, knocked loose, and the Bucks come up with the steal. Bromlund brings it into the front court, gets it off on top for Barker. Barker right side, here's a three-pointer, good by Huskins this time, and that's his first bucket of the night. And the Bucks are hot here early. Into the front court now, GSL, a runner by Sanju is no good. And the rebound comes back out to GSL. They'll get another chance at it. Lincoln Bussey on top. Gets it to Sanju. Now right side Bussey trying to lob it inside. And fronting him was Will Bromlin. And they're going to get him on a foul. And that is a big one there because Bromlin picks up his second foul. Or is that his third already? No, that can't be. Yeah, it's his second. So Bromlin gets his second foul. And there's a shot in front on the inbound by GSL. No good. Rebound. Blue Earth Area ahead to Juba. Juba right side. Barker penetrates the lane. Kicks it out left side. Now a bounce pass to Juba on the baseline. Back to Barker. Free run up the lane, and he lays it in. And Gage Barker with 4 points now for Blue Earth Area. And here come the Panthers back the other way. Bucks with a great start here tonight. They lead it 14-5. And the Panthers on top, almost lost it there. Bussey gets it back to Sanju. Shot right baseline is good. And Sanju has his first two of the game. And some substitutions now coming in. Peter Fletcher checking in for Blue Earth Area, the 6'7 sophomore. And for the Panthers, Trevor Engelman coming into the game. He is a 6'3 freshman off the bench for the Panthers. 14-10 to go here in the first half. Blue Earth Area leads it 14-7. Barker driving right side. Gets it off to Franginette, who came in. His pass back to the top. Stolen away by Sanju, and he takes it to the other end for the layup. And the third turnover on Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks have it back the other way. Barker into the front court, goes left side, and a jump step in the lane, and a shot out in front is good. by Sully Dahlberg. Nice drive to the bucket for Dahlberg. 16-9, Blue Earth area with the lead. Panthers have it. Pass in the lane. Nice drive up the left side, and Trevor Engelman makes his presence known coming off the bench and getting a layup there. Yeah, we should mention that the Bucks checked in Jacob Grandjeanet, 5'10 senior, after that last timeout, or break in the action, I should say. Bucks have it now. Juba right side. Off for Fletcher, who's way out on the right wing. Gets it back to Juba. Juba drives into the lane. Spins back. Looks at a shot. Doesn't take it. Now to Grandjeanet, who drives in. And his layup good. And Jacob Grandjeanet with his first two. 18-11. Blue Earth area with the lead. 12:55 to go here in the first half. And the Panthers have it. Right side. It's Logan, or Lincoln Bussey with it. Off to the left side there for Hoopenbecker, and a whistle and a foul coming here against Blue Earth area. And the foul is on Caden Juba, I believe, is first and the third on the Bucks. Panthers have not committed a foul here yet. And the Panthers will inbound from underneath. Panthers put it in under their own basket, inbounded by Sanju. Lobs it out on top, left side for Lincoln Bussey. Back inside now. And back out for a shot from the top, no good by, that was Lincoln Bussey, and the rebound finally cleared out of there by Blue Earth area, and Barker will bring it into the front court. Barker way out on top, over to Huskins. Huskins dribbles left side. Now back out to Juba. He penetrates the lane. His runner up off the glass. No good. That's the first shot Blue Earth area has missed here tonight. Bussey back the other way. Off for Engelman. He drives into the lane and draws another foul on Blue Earth area. And this one is going to be on, who is it on here? It's on Gage Barker, I believe. And that'll be his first, the fourth on the Bucks now. And at the free throw line, Trevor Engelman hits the first free throw. Second one on the way here. 18-12, Blue Earth area by 6, 12:08 to go in the first half. Second free throw by Engelman, no good, and it went out of bounds off of Sully Dahlberg underneath. Dahlberg, Colby Swanson didn't think it went off of Dahlberg. He's jawing at the referee a little bit here. Now the Panthers inbound underneath, left side. The sharpshooting Ethan Sanju, but he dumps it inside this time, and another basket and a foul. Braden Wigern, who checked in a little bit ago for the Panthers. He is a 6'3 senior, hits that one. And Wigard now with a chance for a three-point play. Huskins got the foul. That is his first and the fifth already on Blue Earth area. And the free throw no good. Long rebound to Barker, and he'll bring it up. Four-point swing for the Panthers there. They've cut the lead to four. Bucks were up by nine at one point. Right corner, Grandjeanet. He'll shoot a three. That's off, no good. And the rebound to Glencoe Silver Lake. And driving all the way underneath, Engelman with it. Kicks it back out right side. Now it comes back to him to the right corner, and Engelman hits the three. That's Trevor Engelman. And a timeout called now, or no? Not a timeout. Substitutions here, though, coming for both teams. As Engelman hits the three, and we're down to a one-point game now. Bucks lead 18-17, 11:30 left to go here in the first half. And Barker driving up the middle of the lane, and he finally draws the first foul of the game here by the Panthers. And Barker's going to go to the line to shoot two. Is that foul on Trevor Engelman? First on him, and as we mentioned, the first on the Panthers. So Barker to the line, shooting two, and the first one on the way is good. Five for Gage Barker. And the second free throw coming here for Barker. And the second one is good. He makes them both. 6 points now for Gage here tonight. 2017, Bucks up by three. Engelman driving to the baseline. Underneath, kicks it back out. Lincoln Bussey for three, and that's good. And we have ourselves a tie ball game now. 20-20 with 11:06 to go in the first half. Bussey with 5 points. Bucks have it. Will Bromlund's back in the game now. He's going to have to be careful. He's got two fouls that he picked up here early. So Bromlund with foul trouble here tonight. And there was another foul on the Panthers. And who's that on here? I'm not sure. They put up weird numbers on the board, so I don't even know who got the foul there. Bucks inbound. Here's a three from the top by Huskins. It comes off no good. And the rebound off to GSL. And a drive on the baseline. And Lincoln Bussey slides in underneath and gets it in along the baseline from the side. 7 points for him. And the Panthers have come back to take the lead. 22-20 the score. Will Bromlund on the left side for Blue Earth Area, driving to the baseline. Cut off there by Bussey. Kicks it back out now to Huskins. Huskins on the left wing, on top for Juba. Juba dribbles right side, lobs it back for Gage Barker. Barker out near the point, 7 on the shot clock, spinning into the lane. And he tried to pass it back out to the wing, and it's stolen away. Fourth turnover on Blue Earth Area. Here come the Panthers. Right side, Lincoln Bussey, little fadeaway from the right baseline. Tough angle, no good. And the rebound off for the Panthers. And back out left wing, and Engelman hits the three. 9 points for Trevor Engelman. 25-20 now. Panthers by five. Timeout, 9:48 left to go here in the first half. Panthers lead by five. We're back in a moment.
And now some tips for healthy teeth and gums from Roger Grandjeanette, DDS, and Blue Earth. Of course, brushing your teeth regularly is number one on the list. Brush twice a day and be sure to floss once a day, too. Dr. Grandjeanette and his staff are proud to support Blue Earth Area and encourage parents and students to take advantage of the many activities and programs the school offers. Good luck, Bucks, from the staff at Roger Grandjeanette, DDS of Blue Earth.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here in Glencoe, Buck ball after the timeout. Juba penetrating, now gets it to the corner, and Sully Dahlberg hits a three-pointer from the right corner. 8 points now for Dahlberg here tonight, 25-23. Bucks back within two. They were up by nine early. Great start for the Bucks, but the Panthers came back, and they had a five-point lead. Now it's a two-point edge. Panther ball left side. Connor Need in the game now. Gets it off left side. Lincoln Bussey's shot from the left baseline's off. No good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area. Bromlund brings it into the front court. Drives into the lane. Shot off the glass. Too hard. No good. And the rebound off for Glencoe Silver Lake. And pass ahead. And Juba steps in front of that one for a steal. Second turnover, Panthers. Right corner, Grandjeanette to Dahlberg. He drives to the bucket, and the finger roll good. And Sully is aggressive here tonight. Look at him go. He's got 9 points now, or 10 points for the Bucks. 10 for Dahlberg, and he ties it at 25. And there's a nice two-point sideways shot left wing by Lincoln Bussey. Good. 9 points for Bussey. And 8:27 to go here in the first half. And the Panthers lead 27-25. And Blue Earth Area inbounds back court. And the Panthers pick him up half court. Barker across the line, being guarded there by Connor Need. And now a steal by Need. And he takes it in for the layup. Connor Need. Just a little guy at 5'9", sophomore, but very quick, and he got the steal there and gets the layup. Back the other way now for Blue Earth Area. There's a three-point try by Dahlberg from the right wing again. No good. Bucks get the offensive board, though. Into Grand Jeanette. Over to Peter Fletcher, right side. On top, Barker has it now. Barker, right side, goes down to the baseline. Grand Jeanette driving on the baseline, called for traveling, and that is the sixth turnover on Blue Earth Area. 29-25, Panthers lead, 7:46 to go here in the first half. And GSL has the ball. Ethan Sanju into the front court. Gets it off left side now for Connor Need. Right corner, Sanju back out right wing. Bounce pass inside for Lofgren. Lofgren, oh, cutting up the lane. Wide open was Lincoln Bussey. And easy bounce pass for Lofgren for the layup to Bussey. 11 now for Bussey here in the game. And the Bucks back the other way. And a foul out on top on Lincoln Bussey will be his first. And the third foul on the Panthers. And so the ball inbounded far sideline by the Bucks. Juba inbounds to Dahlberg, give and go right back, but Juba misses the layup. Bucks get the rebound, though. And around to the corner to Grand Jeanette. He drives into the lane, bounces it underneath for Fletcher, and he lays it off the glass. Good. And Peter Fletcher with his first bucket of the day, of the night. And Blue Earth Area pulls within four. Here's another drive by Lincoln Bussey into the lane. His shot no good, but a battling rebound there by Dylan Lofgren as he comes down with it and puts it back in his first two of the night. Blue Earth Area ball back the other way now. Dahlberg driving up the lane, goes to the right side, gets it off to Peter Fletcher, back around left side. Dahlberg drives the lane, shoots in front. That one rolls off the rim, no good. And the rebound to the Panthers. Sanju into the front court with it. Goes to the left side. Here's a baseline drive. Now he spins and fades away, and Lincoln Bussey hits it again, and he's having a big night. 13 now for Bussey. Lincoln Bussey and the Panthers with their biggest lead. They're up by 8 points now. Bucks have it back the other way. Left side, Dahlberg on the left wing. Gets it off to Juba. He'll reset things at the top again now for Blue Earth Area. 5:45 to go first half. Panthers by 8. Right side. Gage Barker spinning, trying to get free for a shot, and instead is called for traveling, and that'll be the 7th turnover on Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks making way too many turnovers here in the first half. 7 of them. And find themselves down 35-27 with 5:37 to go here in the first half. And the Panthers inbound. Backcourt dribble. Cade Hoopenbecker back in the game. Brings it across the line. Hands it off now on the right side to Bussey. On top for Engelman. Engelman drives left side. Nope. Gets it off. And there's a layup up the left side. Ethan Sanju takes it in. He's got 6 points now. And it's a 10-point lead, their biggest of the game now for Glencoe Silver Lake. Left side, Dahlberg drives in, trying to dish it across to Fletcher. And it is out of bounds in the corner off of Blue Earth Area. And so that will be turnover number 8 on the Bucks. And the Panthers get it back. 5:01 to go in the first half. And they have a 10-point lead here over Blue Earth Area. 37-27 the score. Panther ball out on top. And here's a drive to the left elbow and a shot. Jumper there. Good by Lincoln Bussey again. What a first half for him. 15 now for Lincoln Bussey. Bromlin with it for the Bucks. Out near the top of the key, they leave him alone. He takes the three, but it rolls off no good. Blue Earth Area, though, gets the offensive rebound. Back out to Bromlin. He drives into the lane, and the layup in and out on the left side. Oh, my goodness. That thing, I don't know how it came back out, but it did. Panther ball, left side. Engelman has it. Gets it off to Bussey. He's open for a three, but missed it that time. And a whistle and a foul on the Panthers on the rebound. Let's see who that one's on. It is on. I don't know. The numbers they're putting on the board don't match people on the floor half the time here. But it was a GSL foul. That is their fourth. And the Bucks have it. Here's Bromlin driving up the middle of the lane, and he banks one in and gets the bucket for Blue Earth area there. 5 points for Bromlin. And now they stop play. The scorer's table has a question. They might have been wondering who that last foul was on as well, but... So team foul-wise, Blue Earth area with five, the Panthers with four. Might have been Dylan Lofgren, the foul on that last play. So Panthers have it. Sanju has it on top. Ooh, takes a long three from way out, and he got it. Sanju, they didn't pick him up. He was well beyond the arc, though, but shot it anyway, and it goes down. 9 points now for Sanju, and it's 42-29 GSL with the lead over Blue Earth area. Bromlin into the lane now. Shot in front, comes off no good by Gage Barker. Rebound, though, by Dahlberg. Gets an offensive board for the Bucks, and now a foul out on top on Sanju will be his first foul. And the fifth foul on the Panthers. And so the Bucks inbound near side. Barker has it over to Dahlberg. Out on top, gets it off to Bromlin. Bromlin back out on the three-point stripe, shoots and got it. Bromlin hits the three, and the Bucks are going to need a lot more of those. 8 points now for Bromlin, down to a 10-point lead now for the Panthers. 42-32, 2:50 to go in the first half. GSL ball, here's a drive into the lane. Hoopenbecker back out on top. Sanju for three from the top is no good, and the rebound to Blue Earth area. Barker, or Caden Juba rather, will bring it into the front court. Right side, Bromlin back out to Juba. Left side, Dahlberg over to the corner. Grandjanet kicks it out. Barker, three from the right corner. It's off, no good, and the rebound batted around underneath. And it went off of GSL, so it'll belong to Blue Earth area. They'll inbound under their own basket with 2:24 left to go here in the first half. 42-32. Glencoe Silver Lake with the lead. Inbounded right underneath to Grandjanet to the left corner. Three-pointer rattles in and out on Caden Juba. Bucks rebounded again, though. Back on top, Barker. Juba, now he tries to pass it back to the top, and it's stolen away by the Panthers. Ninth turnover on Blue Earth area. And the Panthers have it. Big guy in the lane, Dylan Lofgren. Gets it off to the baseline, and Hoopenbecker's pass back out to the wing right between the legs of Connor Engelman. Out of bounds, third turnover on the Panthers, and Blue Earth area will get it back again with 2:06 left to go here in the first half. 42-32. Out on top, Juba has it, lobs it down underneath, kicks it out left corner. Here's a drive by Barker. Now he goes back to the top, and a three-pointer. Good by Jacob Grandjanet. Five points for Jacob. Down to seven now. Seven-point lead Panthers as they drive, and the ball knocked away by Grandjanet out of bounds. That'll stay Panther ball. They'll inbound from underneath. 1:39 to go in the half. 42-35, GSL with the lead. They were up by 13. Inbounded to the corner. Lofgren kind of trapped there, but he got it to Sanju underneath, and he lays it in. They should have never let Sanju get loose underneath there. They had Lofgren trapped in the corner. Bucks back the other way now. Will Bromlin on the left wing. Over to Sully Dahlberg. Long three by Sully is off. No good. And the rebound grabbed by the Panthers. Sanju at the other end shoots. That's no good. Oh, boy. A big collision underneath and no call. And one of the Panther players was kind of clothesline under there. And they don't get a call on that one. Rebound Bucks and a foul at the other end on the Panthers. And that one will be on Connor Need, his first. 16 fouls on GSL now, so one more to the bonus. Not a shooting foul here, so Blue Aetheria will inbound underneath with 1:02 to go in the half. Barker puts it in play and lobs it out on top to Dahlberg. Dahlberg off now to Juba. Juba back out right wing. Huskins has it. Huskins in the lane to Barker. Can't get the shot. Little bit of traffic underneath. Decent look, but kind of a tough shot, and he couldn't quite get it to go. Rebound Panthers. Oh, beautiful pass. Need rifles it underneath. And Braden Wigern puts it in. He's got four. And the Panthers back up to that nine-point lead now. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Barker on the right side over to Dahlberg. Dahlberg drives in, lays it up, and good. And Sully goes to the bucket for another one. 12 for Sully Dahlberg here in the first half. And the Panthers looking last shot here as Sanju comes into the front court. Sanju out on top. Looking right side, gets it over to Need. Back to Sanju, 5 seconds on the clock. Sanju, right wing, lobs it over left side. Shot at the buzzer is no good by Engelman, and that'll do it for the first half with Glencoe Silver Lake leading Blue Aetheria 46-37. Back with our halftime report in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Dr. Aaron Collis at OPS Clinics in Blue Earth would like to wish all area athletes good luck. OPS Clinics provide high-quality chiropractic care and rehab along with professional-grade nutritional products and brain span lab testing. Discover the OPS difference for yourself by calling 526-2211 to schedule an appointment today. That's OPS Clinics on Main Street in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
Time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Well, Bucks jumped out to a 9-point lead early. Panthers came back. They led by as many as 13, and they lead by 9 here at the half. We'll be back with a look at the first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here in Glencoe, scoring from the first half. Glencoe Silver Lake led by Lincoln Bussey. He had the hot hand, 15 points for him. Ethan Sanju with 11, 3 for Cade Hoopenbecker, and 2 for Dylan Lofgren. Off the bench, Trevor Engelman has 9, 4 for Braden Wigern, and 2 for Connor Need. Panthers were 20 of 34 for 59% from the floor in the first half, 2 of 4 from the line, and only 3 turnovers. Blue Etheria led by Sully Dahlberg with 12. Will Bromlin has 8. Gage Barker with 7. 3 for Branson Huskins. And off the bench, Jacob Grandjeanette with 5. Peter Fletcher with 2 for their total of 37. Bucks didn't shoot that bad. 14 of 28 for 50%. 2 of 2 of the line, but they did commit 9 turnovers. So 46-37. GSL with the lead over Blue Earth Area here at halftime. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in a moment.
Get great insurance and great value from State Farm Insurance. You've worked hard to get to where you are, but the world can throw the unexpected to you. Let State Farm Insurance agent David Lee and a Blue Earth help you protect you and your loved ones and the life you've built. When you personalize your protection, State Farm can save you money by bundling your policies. For more information, call State Farm Insurance agent David Lee and a Blue Earth at 507-526-7361.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Attention growers, are you interested in improving weed control, reducing herbicide use, increasing crop productivity and plant health? If you answered yes, New Way K&H Cooperative Selective Spraying Technology could be a fit for your operation. To discuss custom application options using selective spraying for the 2025 growing season, contact your agronomy account manager or call 1-800-445-4118. Learn more by visiting newway-knh.com or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Why put up with pain another day? Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic is not only a participating provider for most insurance plans, but also offers some of the most competitive cash discount prices. Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic offers DOT physicals, acupuncture, laser therapy, spinal decompression, and other therapies at affordable prices. Why put up with pain another day? Call Dr. Chad Mullins at 507-526-5656 for an appointment.
Back here in Glencoe, 46-37. The Panthers leading Blue Earth Area. The other game in this bracket at halftime in that one, it is Belle Plaine leading Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 33-18. So a pretty sizable lead for Belle Plaine there. That may be who the winner of this one's going to end up playing on Monday night at 7:45 at MSU. We'll see how this one unfolds as we get to the second half coming up in just a bit. Panthers by 9 at the half. Second half in a minute.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Hi, this is Wade Barslow.
And this is Bonnie Cohn. We have partnered to create RE/MAX Total Realty with offices in Blue Earth and Fairmont.
With local ownership, our team of experienced agents are ready to assist you with your buying and selling needs. Whether it be residential, farm, or commercial, we'll be here to help you through the entire process.
Call RE/MAX Total Realty in Blue Earth at 526-5666 or in Fairmont at 235-5666.
Or check out our latest listings at TotalRealtyProperties.com.
Don't worry, we've done this a million times.
Panthers inbound to start the game. Oh, and there's a steal at the top by Gage Barker, and he takes it in for a layup, and that's a good start for Blue Earth area in the half. 9 points now for Barker, and the Panthers back the other way, and somehow the big guy, by big, I mean he's a wide body, Dylan Lofgren got loose underneath there. Ended up with the ball and had an easy layup. And Sully Dahlberg, who's been a driving machine here tonight, drives in and gets another layup. 14 for him now. Panther ball back the other way. Right side. Hoopenbecker has it off to the left wing. There's a shot up by Logan Bussey. No good. And it goes out of bounds underneath off of the Panthers. And so Blue Earth area will get the ball back. And they will bring it up. We're just about a minute into the second half. And a 48-41 lead for the Panthers. They led by as many as 13 in the first half. Bucks had a 9-point lead early in this game. So it's really flipped on them here. Bromlin, who got in foul trouble early with two quick fouls, has the ball. Baseline drive off to Dahlberg. And a foul called as he goes to the basket. And Dahlberg's going to get a couple of free throws here, and we're going to take a 30-second break. 48-41, Panthers lead, back in 30 seconds.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
And both free throws made there by Dahlberg. 48-43, Panthers have the lead. The lead cut to 5 now, almost an over and back there, saved by the Panthers. And now a timeout for GSL. 16:27 to go in the game. It's down to a 5-point lead. 48-43 Panthers. Back in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
At First Bank Blue Earth, we're proud of our local Buccaneers basketball teams and want to help you with your game plan for the future. We're honored to be your community bank and your local partner to assist you through all life's bounces. Stop in and open your accounts today or call 507-526-3241 for our loan expertise. We're here to support the community. We're here for you. First Bank Blue Earth, member FDIC.
Panthers inbound to the backcourt after the timeout. Out on top with it is Cade Hoopenbecker. Hoopenbecker right side drives to the baseline. Now dribbles back out on top. Hoopenbecker over to the left side now for Logan Bussey. He'll shoot it from the top. It bounces around off no good. But right there for the putback is Hoopenbecker, and he's got 5 points in the game now for GSL. Back to a 7-point lead, Panthers. Barker into the front court, gets it off now left side. Here's Sully Dahlberg spinning to the basket again. I haven't seen Sully play so aggressive forever, I don't think, here. He's been going to the hoop like a madman here tonight. And he draws another foul there. It's on, let's see, they get Lofgren on the foul. That'll be his third. And it is the second foul here in this half. Wasn't a shooting foul, they say. So the Bucks inbound from underneath. In the left corner, Dahlberg gets it off now to Bromlin. A runner up left side. And a charging foul called on Bromlin. No basket. Bromlin on the charge. And that is his third foul and the first on Blue Earth area here in this half. So Bromlin picks up his third. And that'll go as the 10th turnover on the Bucks. And GSL has the ball back. 15:35 left to go here in the ballgame. 50-43. Glencoe Silver Lake with the lead. Left side. Here's a three-point try. Short, no good by Hoopenbecker. Rebound off for the Bucks. Bromlin will dribble it all the way up himself. Oh, my goodness. They called another charging foul on him. And Colby Swanson is hot. Careful, Colby. Oh, he's going to get a tee here if he's not careful. He is John Good over there. And the charging foul is the fourth foul on Bromlin, and he continues to have foul trouble. He picked up two quick ones early in the game tonight, and his second straight charging foul, and that one was a questionable one. And Colby did not like it. No technical called on him, but the Panthers get it. And Connor Need back in the game, brings it into the front court, gets it off to Wigern, who's also back in there. Wigern on the right elbow area, gets it back off to the free throw line area. Shot put up there is no good by Logan Bussey. Saved in, and the Bucks come up with it. Grangenette trying to get it ahead to Caden Juba, but it's stolen back by the Panthers. And Logan Bussey, or Lincoln Bussey, falls down at half court, but he keeps his dribble. And he gets it back to Need on the right side now, down to the baseline for Logan Bussey. Bussey trying to go up against two defenders. The shot blocked and tied up. And what do we got here? Foul called apparently after possession changed on the rebound there on the Panthers. And the foul. Not sure who they got on the foul there, but it is the third Panther foul. Bucks get it back. Barker right side, back on top. Oh, a three from way outside by Huskins is an air ball. It fell way short and went out of bounds. That'll belong to GSL. And the Panthers will inbound from underneath. Our Panthers will inbound in the backcourt, I should say. Now they bring it across the line. Need Pass into the lane. And a shot up by Engelman. No good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Bounce pass underneath. And it's Dahlberg getting loose underneath again for another bucket. And Sully's having a good game. 18 points now for Dahlberg. And now a whistle. And a foul away from the ball underneath is going to be on Blue Earth area. And I didn't see who it was, and I have no idea who it is. They put the numbers up on the board for the foul, and I cannot figure out. Right now they have number 12 with five fouls. Well, we don't have a number 12, and that guy would have fouled out then. So I don't know what's going on the scoreboard there. But it was a buck foul. And the Panthers inbound underneath. There's a shot right underneath in front. Taken, oh boy, an in-and-outer there by Trevor Engelman. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. 50-45. Panthers still holding on to a five-point lead. Bucks trying to cut in here. And Barker drives inside. His shot underneath won't go. Got his own rebound, though, and gets it out to Grandjeanette. Bucks have been getting a lot of offensive boards here tonight. On the left side, here's another drive by Sully Dahlberg, and the basket goes, and he is fouled on the play. Dahlberg stumbling to the bucket there, and he just threw it up on a prayer, and it went in. And he draws the foul, a chance now for a three-point play, and to pull the Bucks within two. Foul was on Wigger, and that is his second. He must have got the other one that I didn't have marked here. And here's Dahlberg's free throw, and it is good. And Sully is having himself a game here tonight. 21 now for Sully Dahlberg. 13:28 left to go in the game. Oop, and the ball off the foot of Need, and an over and back as he dribbled it, misdribbled it as he crossed the line. And now GSL wants a timeout. We've got ourselves a ball game. 13:23 to go. Panthers lead 50-48. Back in a moment.
The Faribault County Sheriff's Department congratulates our area sports teams on another great season. Your hard work and dedication, not only on the court or on the field, along with in the classroom, will take you far into the future. The Faribault County Sheriff's Department encourages our area residents to support our youth in all their activities. Good luck to area athletes in the tournaments from the Faribault County Sheriff's Department.
Stateline Cooperative encourages youth to continue their education by offering eight $500 scholarships to area high school seniors. We urge you to consider a career in agriculture, which can include not only crop production, but finance, health and rural communities, and environmental or agricultural research. Applications are available for those attending a technical program or a four-year college by contacting your school counselor or any Stateline location. Completed applications must be submitted to Stateline by March 15, 2025. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Glencoe, Bucks inbound underneath. Right side, and another drive, and sliding past his defender, Gage Barker goes in for a bucket, and it is all tied up now. Bucks were down by 13 late in the first half, and they have come back to tie it now. Barker now with 11 points here tonight. And the Panthers back the other way. Engelman underneath. Oh, and he finds Dylan Lofgren just behind his defender there. And backside help too late to get over there. And Lofgren lays it in. 6 points for Dylan Lofgren. And the Panthers back up by two. 52-50. Barker near the free throw line. Jump step into the lane. Dishes it off. And the layup good by Caden Juba. And Juba gets his first two of the night. We're tied again at 52. And the Panthers back the other way on top. Need has it. Gets it off for Lofgren. Lofgren standing way out on top. And he throws it over to the left side. Here's a three-point try. Good from the left wing by Connor Need. And Need now with 5 points. Panthers up by three now. 12 minutes to go in the game. Left side, Barker has it. Back on top, Dahlberg, who's been an animal. He'll try to drive again. Dahlberg down to the baseline. Shoots at an awkward angle. He was kind of behind the backboard with that shot, and it's off no good. And the rebound off for the Panthers. Lofgren has it out on top for the Panthers. Seems like a weird guy to have way out on top. Here's a monster three right wing taken there by Sanju. No good. And on the rebound, a foul called on the Panthers. And I believe it was Need. It is. That'll be his second. And the fifth foul on Glencoe Silver Lake. 11:35 left to go in the game. 55-52. GSL with the lead over Blue Earth area. And Dahlberg has it out on top. Over to Barker right side. Dishes off now for Huskins. Huskins been pretty quiet here tonight. 1-3 in the first half after a big game against Maple River the other night. Left side, Barker. Barker on the left wing trying to penetrate. He's cut off there, and his pass back to the top, stolen away. A breakaway layup good by Lincoln Bussey. Had his first two of this half. He had 15 at halftime, 17 in the game now. Panthers back up to a five-point lead, 10:54 to go. On top, Dahlberg at the point, goes to the left side, Juba. Juba sets at the point, now dribbles right side, back on top. Huskins steps to his right for a three. It's off. Oh, that thing got almost stuck in the backboard between the rim and the backboard, and then it fell through, and Huskins gets the three, and a timeout is called. 57-55, Panthers, 10:40 to go, and we're back in a minute.
Hey, folks, this is Bella. You know, Jeremy's daughter. Are you looking for some water stuff?
Hey, Bella, did you forget a few things, like softeners, iron filters, RO systems?
Bottle water and salt.
Give us a call at 526-3799. And remember, folks, you don't need to be rich
to have soft water. 526-3799.
And in northern Iowa, you can call Cogsworth Water Conditioning at 515-295-3755.
Back with more in 30.
Dance a jig to Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on one regular priced item and save 25% off many items throughout the store. It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In stock merchandise only, repair work not included. Mark your calendars for the 100th anniversary celebration Saturday, May 3rd.
And we're back here in Glencoe. 10:40 left to go in the game. Pretty entertaining game. Both teams have had some fairly sizable leads. Bucks got up by 9 in the early first half. Went down by 13. And they've come back to tie it. Now the Panthers into the front court. And the ball knocked away from Hoopenbecker. And Blue Earth area gets another steal. And here they come with a chance to tie it with a two-point shot here. Dahlberg right side on top. Here's Huskins for three. Good from the top of the key. Huskins warming up now as a couple threes in a row, and the Bucks take the lead. 58-57, their first lead in a while since probably midway through the first half. Left side, here's a drive, and a bucket is good by Trevor Engelman. 11 points for Engelman now. Panthers back up by one. 9:50 to go. Blue Earth area ball right side. It's a drive into the lane. Turnaround shot just inside the free throw line is short by Gage Barker. Rebound off for the Panthers. Driving back the other way, and a charging foul called on Trevor Engelman. And that'll be his second. And it'll be the sixth foul on the Panthers. So the charging foul gives it back to Blue Earth area. 9:38 to go in the game. 59-58, Glencoe Silver Lake with a one-point edge over Blue Earth area. And this one has the feeling of going right down to the wire now. Here's another long three, short by Huskins this time. Rebound off, though, to Grandjeanette. Over to Dahlberg, left wing. Some of these threes these guys are taking are well beyond the arc.
And here's Dahlberg for three from the top. That rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound off for GSL. Panther ball. Sanju will bring it into the front court. Over to Engelman. Engelman drives up the left side of the lane. He stopped there. Kicks it back out now for Hoopenbecker. Down underneath. Shot no good. Follow by Engelman. Good. And Trevor Engelman has 13 in the game now for the Panthers. And GSL up by three now. Here's Grandjeanette on a baseline drive. Kicks it back out. Huskins now off for Barker. Back to Huskins. Top of the key, Dahlberg thinks about the three, but he goes to the corner to Grandjeanette, right side. He drives the baseline. Kick out open for three, and no good from the left corner. Gage had nobody around him but couldn't get her down. Rebound, though, long to the Bucks again. Juba for three, and he got it from the right wing. Caden Juba with the three, and he's got five, and we're all knotted up again at 61. 8:15 left to go in the game. Panthers have it on the left side. Here's a drive into the lane. Oh, my God. How did he get that in? Lincoln Bussey was almost flipped backwards there against two defenders, and he got it down. 19 now for Bussey, 63-61. And the Bucks have it, and another drive, but they're going to get him on the charge this time. Dahlberg, who's been aggressive all night, powering his way to the bucket again, but he ran over a Panther defender on the way on that one, and it's called for charging. It's his first foul of the game, and the Panthers will get it back. 63-61. Glencoe Silver Lake leads by one. Or by two, excuse me. 63-61. And they have the ball with 7:50 left to go in the game. Hoopenbecker into the front court on top. Engelman has it knocked away from him. And Barker steals it, takes it to the other end, and is fouled by Engelman. And that'll be the third foul on Trevor Engelman. And to the line goes Gage Barker to shoot two. What a game we got going here tonight in Glencoe. 7:41 left to go. 63-61. Glencoe Silver Lake has the lead. And the first free throw is good by Barker. 12 points now for Gage here on the night. And the second free throw off, no good. Little hard off the heel, and the rebound to the Panthers. And the Panthers bring it into the front court. Right side, Logan Bussey off for Hoopenbecker, left wing. Hoopenbecker into Lofgren. He powers his way to the basket and gets it in. He's a big kid. He's muscles his way for a bucket there. 8 points now for Dylan Lofgren. And a drive underneath. No good by Barker. But right there for the follow is Sully Dahlberg again. And Dahlberg has 23 here tonight. 23 points for Dahlberg. Back the other way. Panthers 65-64. Panthers by one. Left corner. It is Logan Bussey. Down to the baseline. Lofgren tries to shoot it in front in traffic, and it's no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Dylan Lofgren will go to the line to shoot two. And the Blue Earth area foul. Oh, my goodness. It's on Will Bromlin, who had just come back in the game, and he is out. Bromlin fouls out with 6:49. Left to go in the game. He'll finish with 8 points. And the fact that Blue Earth area is in this game with Bromlin in foul trouble all night, averaging 25 a game, is kind of a miracle here. Lofgren misses the first free throw, and the second one is good. And 9 points now for Dylan Lofgren. 66-64. Panthers lead by two. Blue Earth area ball to the corner right side. Grandjeanette kicks it back out on top. Dahlberg's really picked up the slack tonight here in the scoring. He's got 23. Off now to Barker. Barker penetrates back out. 3-point shot by Grandjeanette is off, no good. And the rebound to Glencoe Silver Lake. Logan Lincoln, Lincoln Bussey that is, into the front court, spins his way to the basket, throws it up off the glass, no good, kind of off balance, and the rebound, Blue Earth area, Barker brings it up. Barker right side, he'll drive all the way in and misses it, and the rebound to GSL again, Lincoln Bussey up on the near side. Bussey now dribbles around toward the top, now quick move up the lane left side, his shot though comes off the board, no good. And it went off about off a Blue Earth area underneath. And will belong to the Panthers. Or belong to the Bucks there. It went off the Panthers underneath. Excuse me. So Blue Earth area will inbound. Down by two. 5:52 left to go in the game. Barker leaves it for Caden Juba. He'll bring it up. Juba into the front court. Looking right side. Now gets it off to Huskins. Huskins. Out on top, goes to the left side now for Barker. Barker penetrating the lane, shot up, no good. Kind of a tough shot in traffic there, no good. And the rebound to GSL. Hoopenbecker across the line, brings it into the front court, off now for Sanju. Sanju left side to Logan Bussey to the top. Here's Hoopenbecker stumbling his way into the lane, but flips one up out in front, and it drops through. Seven for Hoopenbecker. 68-64, 5 minutes left to go. And there is a foul away from the ball on Blue Earth area. It's going to be on Huskins. An illegal screen on Huskins, and that'll be his second foul. Turns it over to the Panthers, and that's a big turnover there. Panthers with a four-point lead. And now a timeout. Bucks. 4:59 left to go in the game. 68-64. GSL leads Blue Earth area. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
And now some tips for healthy teeth and gums from Roger Granjanet, DDS in Blue Earth. Avoid sugary foods and drinks. And, of course, see your dentist every 6 months for an exam and cleaning. Dr. Granjanet and his staff are proud to support Blue Earth area and encourage parents and students to take advantage of the many activities and programs the school offers. Good luck, Bucks, from the staff at Roger Granjanet, DDS of Blue Earth.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here in Glencoe, Panthers inbound after the timeout. Sanju takes it across the line. Off on the left side now, it's Logan Bussey circling in through the lane right up the middle, and he takes it in for a bucket, and that's Logan's first 2 points of the night. And it comes at a good time as it gives the Panthers a little bit of a cushion here, 70-64. And here's a three-pointer from the top, taken by Dahlberg, no good. Granjanet's there for the offensive rebound, kicks it out to the corner, and the three by Huskins from the left corner is no good, and the rebound to GSL. 4:20 left to go now as Hoopenbecker into the front court for the Panthers, dribbles right side, comes back out, and now gets it off to Sanju. Sanju with Caden Juba guarding him. Sanju shoots over Juba right side. A two-point shot. No good. Lincoln Bussey there for the rebound. And his putback rims out. No good. And the Bucks get the rebound, but they have Barker trapped on the baseline. And the Bucks call a timeout as he was in trouble there. 70-64. Panthers back again in a moment. Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Dr. Aaron Collis at OPS Clinics in Blue Earth would like to wish all area athletes good luck. OPS Clinics provide high-quality chiropractic care and rehab along with professional-grade nutritional products and brain span lab testing. Discover the OPS difference for yourself by calling 526-2211 to schedule an appointment today. That's OPS Clinics on Main Street in downtown Blue Earth.
Bucks inbound into the front court, left side, and Huskins, oh, he took an extra step there before the dribble, and it's another turnover, and that is not a good spot anymore in this game to be turning it over, and Huskins turns it back to GSL. They have a six-point lead with 3:40 left to go in the game, trying to add to it here. Right side, Sanju against Juba again. Now right side, Logan Bussey over to Hoopenbecker. Hoopenbecker out on top, trying to penetrate left side. Barker cuts him off there. Back to Sanju on top. Sanju drives by. Juba takes it in, and the backside help couldn't stop him either. And Sanju goes in for the layup. That's his first two this half, though. 13 in the game for Ethan Sanju. Bucks back the other way. Here's a three-point try. Huskins left wing. Rebound bounced high off the rim over the backboard. And that'll belong to GSL as Huskins can't get that three-pointer down. 3:07 left to go, and the Panthers get the ball back. Chance to extend it to a 10-point lead, and now a whistle. And the Panthers call timeout as they had a man caught in the backcourt there, and it looked like that 10 seconds was going to become a factor. 3 minutes to go in the game, 72-64. Glencoe Silver Lake leads back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
3 minutes left to go in the game, 72-64, Glencoe Silver Lake leading Blue Earth area. Panthers inbound at backcourt and into Sanju. Long pass ahead to Wigern, who drives to the baseline and is shot blocked, but they're going to call a foul on it. And Wigern's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Sully Dahlberg, and that'll be his second. And it'll be Braden Wigern at the line shooting two. Well, one of the big stories tonight, Will Bromlin, foul trouble, hardly played really. And he picked up two quick fouls in the first half. Sat for a long stretch, and then he fouled out with 6:49 left to go in the game and finished with 8 points, but hard to be aggressive when you're in foul trouble. And he did get called on a couple of charging fouls too. Here's a shot right side after the missed free throw. Both of the free throws were missed by Wigern, and then a three-pointer by Lincoln Bussey, right wing, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on GSL will go to the other end for free throws for Blue Earth area. And the foul is on Sanju. That'll be his second. And at the other end, Gage Barker is going to go to the free throw line for Blue Earth area. The Bucks in a bit of a hole now, but there's still time. 2:44 left to go. 72-64. Panthers lead. It's a 1-1, and the front end is good by Barker. And the bonus coming. 13 now on the night for Gage Barker. Second free throw is good. 14 for Barker.
And it's down to 6 points now, 72-66. Bucks need a stop. Here's the left side. Lincoln Bussey gets it across to Logan Bussey, and his shot rims out no good. Had a pretty good look there, and that one looked like it was going to go, but it lipped out no good. Barker now trapped at the other end in the corner and throws it away, trying to get it out of there. Hoopenbecker comes up with it, and Sanju has it now as he'll bring it across the line with 2:14 to go. Right side, Hoopenbecker. He shoots, and it was almost stolen on the pass to Hoopenbecker. And he went to the bucket, draws a foul, and now he will go to the line to shoot two. As Blue Earth Area picks up the foul. And it's going to be on Caden Juba. That is his second. And here's Hoopenbecker at the line, shooting two for the Panthers. And the first free throw on the way, good. 8 points now for Cade Hoopenbecker. 2:10 to go in the game, 73-66. Glencoe Silver Lake with the lead. And the second free throw on the way is off, no good. Rebound, Blue Earth Area. Franjanet got the board. He'll dribble it into the front court, off for Barker. Back out right wing. Three-point shot is good by Huskins. Huskins hits the three. 12 for him. Long pass ahead. Lofgren got behind. Oh, and he missed the layup. Lofgren was behind the defense. Got the layup or wide open layup opportunity. And he missed it. And it went off of who underneath? Blue Earth Area. And it will be Panther ball. Bucks should have got the rebound there, but they couldn't gather it in, and it went off of one of the Bucks underneath. So the Panthers lob it on top to Lincoln Bussey. Off for Sanju, spins into the lane, shot off the glass, and no good, and a foul on the rebound will be on Glencoe Silver Lake. And we'll go to the other end. It'll be another 1-1 here for Blue Earth Area. Lofgren got the foul. That is his fourth. And it puts Sully Dahlberg to the line for Blue Earth Area. 1-1 here. Or no, wait, it's Huskins at the line. And the first one, no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Wow, that is tough. That could have pulled him within two with a couple of free throws there. Panthers back the other way now. 1:26 left to go in the game. Sanju on top. Sully on him, goes down to the baseline. Here's a drive by Engelman, no good. He misses a shot as he drove up the baseline, and it's no good, and a pass ahead, and it goes out of bounds off of Hoopenbecker, I think. And the Bucks will inbound from the sideline. Two players went down on that play, but there was no foul there. They inadvertently got tangled up there. Bucks inbound, far sideline, into Barker. Barker, left side, Huskins for three is no good. Rebound grabbed and tied up. Granjanet had it. Is it a jump ball? Yes. And the possession arrow luckily favors Blue Earth Area. They'll inbound from underneath. Sully Dahlberg will put it in. 103 to go, 73-69. Two possession game here. Bucks need a bucket here. Oh, and they lob it in to Huskins. Back out for Barker for three right wing, and it's no good. And the rebound off for the Panthers. And it'll be Sanju to bring it up. 50 seconds to go. Bucks got a probably foul here. Sanju, probably not the guy they want to foul, though. He's got the ball. He's not going to give it up either. And they want him at the free throw line if they do foul. But we have the shot clock now, so I guess it's not imperative. But we're down to 33 seconds to go. 73-69, Panthers. Sanju out on top. Down to five on the shot clock. Pulls up free throw line. Oh, no, and he was fouled on the shot. That's the last thing they needed to do as the shot clock was winding down. Sanju shot at the line. No good, but he was fouled. And we'll go to the line now to shoot two with 25 seconds to go. And the foul
Well, let's see. The first free throw is good by Sanju. 13 for him in the game now, or 14 rather. And the second free throw coming is good. So it's still a two-possession game because it's a six-point edge, 75-69. Bucks probably need a three here, 20 seconds to go. Left side, here's Huskins, three, off, no good. Rebound, Panthers, foul, Juba. And they'll go to the other end, and this one is just about in the books, 75-69. Glencoe Silver Lake leads it, 14.4 seconds to go. And it'll be Trevor Engelman at the line at the other end for the Panthers. This will be two shots as the Bucks are over the 10 foul limit here. And the first free throw on the way, good by Engelman. 14 for Engelman. Bucks had some opportunities to make it interesting, but couldn't get the, missed a couple free throws at a key spot. Or front end of a 1-1. Second free throw, Engelman, but is no good. But the rebound, Hoopenbecker, and a foul on Juba again. And that is his fourth or fifth, I'm not sure here. Fourth, I believe, yep. And so another couple of free throws coming here for Hoopenbecker this time at the line for the Panthers. 11.3 seconds to go. First free throw is off, no good for Hoopenbecker. And another one coming. And the Bucks pulling out their seniors now. Caden Juba comes out. Well, not their seniors, but starting to pull their starters. And into the game, Noah Lane for Blue Earth Area. And the second free throw, good by Hoopenbecker. 77-69, a timeout called with 11.3 seconds to go. Panthers lead. We're back in a moment.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenient service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells. It's a fact, the area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop located in Easton.
Back here in Glencoe. Glencoe Silver Lake leading 77-69 with 11.3 seconds to go. Bucks inbound in the backcourt. Panthers will pick him up man-to-man to slow him down a little, but this one's pretty much in the books. And driving in now to the corner, Noah Lane will shoot one. No good. Follow is good by Sully Dahlberg, and that'll do it. As the final score is going to be 77-71. 77-71. Glencoe Silver Lake moves on. They'll play Bell Plain. I'm pretty sure they were up big at halftime in the other game in this bracket. So we'll come back to Glencoe and wrap this one up. And our postgame on the way in just a moment. Stay tuned.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
Get great insurance and great value from State Farm Insurance. You've worked hard to get to where you are, but the world can throw the unexpected to you. Let State Farm Insurance Agent David Leon of Blue Earth help you protect you and your loved ones and the life you've built. When you personalize your protection, State Farm can save you money by bundling your policies. For more information, call State Farm Insurance Agent David Leon of Blue Earth at 507-526-7361.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Attention growers, are you interested in improving weed control, reducing herbicide use, increasing crop productivity and plant health? If you answered yes, New Way K&H Cooperative Selective Spraying Technology could be a fit for your operation. To discuss custom application options using selective spraying for the 2025 growing season, contact your agronomy account manager or call 1-800-445-4118. Learn more by visiting newway-knh.com or check them out on Facebook.
Back here in Glencoe, final score again, Glencoe Silver Lake winning over Blue Earth Area 77-71, and they will move on and face Belle Plaine in the next round. I believe Belle Plaine more than likely won. They were up pretty big over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at halftime. Let me see if that game is a final here yet. Let's see, where did that go? Yeah, final score 63-49, Belle Plaine over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. So that's who the Panthers, I should say, will meet in the next round of the section tournament. So, final 77-71. Big story tonight was the foul trouble of Will Bromeland. And I don't know, there was a combination of some questionable calls, but also some fouls that Will probably shouldn't have done. He got a couple of charging fouls. The second one might have been a little questionable, but he just was in foul trouble the whole night. I don't know how many total minutes he played, but he picked up two quick fouls at the beginning of the game and then sat for a long stretch in the first half. Got back in there, but then just was in foul trouble the whole second half again. He had a couple of charging fouls almost back-to-back and ended up fouling out with 6:49 to go in the game and finishing with just 8 points. So that was kind of a blow to the Blue Earth area offense here this evening. So here's the way the scoring went. Sully Dahlberg had himself a game tonight. It was nice to see Sully kind of get more aggressive. He really went to the basket well here tonight. And he scored 25 points to lead Blue Earth Area. Gage Barker with 14, 12 for Branson Huskins, 8 for Will Bromeland, 5 for Caden Juba. Off the bench, Jacob Granjanet with 5 and Peter Fletcher with 2 for their total of 71. Glencoe Silver Lake, 19 for Lincoln Bussey ends up leading the way. 15 for Ethan Sanju. Off the bench, Trevor Engelman with 14. And then 9 for Cade Hoopenbecker. 9 for Dylan Lofgren. 2 for Logan Bussey. 5 for Connor Need. And 4 for Braden Wigern for their total of 77. So GSL moves on to the next round. They are 23-5 on the year now. And Blue Earth Area's year will come to an end at 13-14. And we'll come back, wrap it all up here from Glencoe, coming up after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Why put up with pain another day? Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic is not only a participating provider for most insurance plans, but also offers some of the most competitive cash discount prices. Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic offers DOT physicals, acupuncture, laser therapy, spinal decompression, and other therapies at affordable prices. Why put up with pain another day? Call Dr. Chad Mullins at 507-526-5656 for an appointment.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Back here in Glencoe, and the season comes to an end for Blue Earth Area here tonight. 77-71 loss. Bucks got off to a good start, but they did go down by 13 in the first half. Came back second half. They did have the lead briefly, but Glencoe Silver Lake able to get just enough down the stretch for the win here this evening. So Blue Earth Area finishes at 13-14. GSL will move on Monday night and take on Belle Plaine in the second game at MSU. Once again, our final score, Glencoe Silver Lake 77, Blue Earth Area 71. Thanks to Kim back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Section Boys Basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, by Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, J Shop of Blue Earth, First Bank Blue Earth, the Faribault County Sheriff's Department, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, KS Designs of Mapleton, Coxworth Water Conditioning of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Roger Grandjeanette DDS of Blue Earth, New Way K&H Cooperative, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, OPS Clinics of Blue Earth, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Stateline Cooperative, RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont, and by David Leon, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Blue Earth. Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBEW FM Sports.
Yes, it does. We talk about forever, but we've only got today. And the days go by, I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. You better start living right now. As days go by, I can feel them flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living right now. As days go by. Come on.
Serving Highway 169 and Interstate 90 with today's country, 98 Country.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. I gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad.
Jason Aldean and Whiskey Drink. Tucker Wetmore, Florida Georgia Line are right around the corner. In the 60th annual ACM Awards, they'll be hosted by Reba McEntire this year. They are set for the 8th of May.
What do you want?
To
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get better than that.
98's country.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of it, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night, and you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn in. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. Girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Fire it up, let's go get this thing started. We'll be right back.
and grab my guitar and strum a couple chords and sing from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Always smiling Russell Dickerson. His latest is called Bones. Let's check some entertainment history for the 6th of March. When it comes to buddy cop movies, I think this one is probably the most popular. Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. It premiered on this day, 1987. The Big Lebowski taught us that the dude abides. It premiered the 6th of March, 1998. That's entertainment history.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Matayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy.
Are you going to eat all your fries? Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free, 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by Seneca Foods in Blue Earth. Prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. They pride themselves in being part of the agricultural community and providing employment opportunities. Visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a slight chance of snow. Lows level off around 24. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow tomorrow. High of 36. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 22. Lots of sunshine and dry Saturday and Sunday. Mid 40s. Saturday, upper 40s by Sunday. Currently 34.
Hey!
More country!
Greatest radio station in town.
Here we go.
Your name is so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey, since the sun went down. Be hey when it comes back around. All week it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey since the sun went down. Be hey when it comes back around. Heard all week it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit of sad. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more.